from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
A call for Jamaica's National Security Minister to resign as violent crime reaches uncontrollable levels. The Caribbean and Latin America plan their final assaults in the battle for Europe's banana markets. And the man who helped Guyana to legitimate elections calls it a day. I'm Debbie Ransom and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The opposition Jamaica Labour Party has called for the resignation of National Security Minister K.D. Knight. As Gary Allen reports from Kingston, the call comes as the country faces another upsurge in violent crime.
Wednesday's call by the JLP for the National Security and Justice Minister to be replaced is the culmination of a series of news releases from the opposition pointing to the government's inability to control rising crime in the country. Some of those releases spoke of the granting of firearm licenses to known political activists and to the importation of illegal firearms, some through the Pedro Keys off the coast of Jamaica. With police figures showing that there have been more than 500 violent deaths in Jamaica since the start of this year, and with seven of those being policemen killed at the hands of gunmen, the JLP concludes that the government is unable to control the upsurge in crime. The opposition has also used as a basis for making its call a recent statement by hotelier and financier Gordon Booth Stewart, who called for crime to be brought under control before it starts affecting the tourism sector.